antimicrobial susceptibility. Antimicrobial susceptibility testing, AST, comprises a number of specific test types, example, microtiter broth dilution systems or agar disc diffusion test methods, plus confirmatory tests such as a D-test. One important test that clinical microbiologists use to help them identify bacteria is the Gram stain. The Gram stain separates organisms into two groups, Gram positives and Gram negatives, according to their cell structure. Differences in the structures of these two groups account for differences in their susceptibility to various antimicrobial agents. Susceptibility pattern interpretation. In microorganisms in which antimicrobial resistance is acquired, as opposed to intrinsic, tests must be used to determine if an organism that has been detected is resistant to antimicrobial treatments. The antimicrobial susceptibility test measures complex antimicrobial organism interactions. Three levels may be reported: susceptible, intermediate, and resistant. Susceptible, S. The drug is likely to be effective for the treatment of infection using a standard dosage. Intermediate susceptible, I. The drug is likely to be effective only at body sites where it is physiologically concentrated. Example, the urine for most drugs, or at other body sites if higher than usual dosing regimens are used. Resistant, R. The drug is unlikely to be effective for the treatment of infection unless predictably toxic dosages are used. The AST is performed annually at a minimum for the facility or a wider network or in response to a specific need. Antibiograms. The results of AST may be combined into an antibiogram. Antibiograms are used by clinicians, public health agencies, and others to assess local susceptibility rates, guide the selection of empiric antimicrobial therapy, and monitor trends of resistance over time within the facility. Antibiograms assemble the AST information from samples acquired from multiple patients within a defined unit. The definition of the unit depends on what entity is examining the data. For example, a geographic unit may be used by a health department, while a specific healthcare facility may look at it at a facility level. Antibiograms can be used in two main ways: for clinical care and for infection prevention. For clinical care, the antibiogram helps determine the best antimicrobial to use for an identified pathogen. For infection prevention, it helps identify emerging resistances of pathogens identified in a facility, which may warrant changing IP practices. Antibiograms should be generated and analyzed only when at least 30 diagnostic isolates have been tested. They report the proportion of susceptible isolates, not including intermediate susceptibility. Key point. Antibiograms are primarily helpful for empiric therapy, before the culture and sensitivity results are available. They are also useful for detecting and monitoring trends of resistance over time and across institutions. Exhibit 1-27 shows an example of an antibiogram. Exhibit 1-27. Antibiogram. Disclaimer. This is an example only. The antibiogram report results vary according to the organisms and antimicrobials routinely prescribed at a specific facility. Note how the antibiogram has sections for gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. It also records, in the second column, the number of bacterial isolates that were tested. The rows show the percentage of the tested isolates that were found to be susceptible to the given antimicrobial. For example, for the gram-positive Enterococcus faecalis, 95 isolates were tested, and of these, 79% showed sensitivity to vancomycin. Infection preventionists' role with antibiograms. Infection preventionists may be involved in the preparation of an antibiogram, but many laboratories produce the antibiogram automatically for the facility. If the IP needs to produce the antibiogram, guidelines are available from the Clinical and Laboratory Standards Institute. For example, only the first isolate should be tested from a patient who may have had several positive cultures. Key point. The aforementioned requirement to base an antibiogram on at least 30 isolates within the reporting time frame may make it necessary to combine facility information with that from other healthcare facilities, such as other hospitals or sister facilities, to generate an antibiogram. IPs should present the results of the antibiogram report at least annually, sharing findings with the medical and nursing staff as well as other members of the medical community who prescribe medication, such as dentists, family practice doctors, and others. The laboratory, consulting pharmacist, or medical provider could also do this reporting. A clinical laboratory's periodic preparation and dissemination of facility resistance patterns provides IP personnel with insights into what antimicrobial classes are most resistant and potentially misused. IPs can then determine the status and relative effectiveness of strategies in place to reduce EEMD or OS and antimicrobial misuse. The IP strategy question to ask is, has the resistance of this pathogen to this antimicrobial changed in this facility to warrant altering our infection prevention interventions? Also, antibiograms help raise awareness of EEMD or OS at the facility and so can help promote the need for robust antibiotic stewardship. When IPs are reviewing and interpreting an antibiogram, it is important to determine if there are differences in demographics between the populations studied in the antibiogram and those of the facility. Example, age, race, gender. This may be the case when an antibiogram was produced for an entire community or for a larger hospital network of which the facility is a part. Another typical situation arises in facilities with an emergency department. In these facilities, the trends from the emergency department will usually be separated from inpatient clinic data, as the former's data may be more representative of the community while the latter's data are representative of the facility. Even when antibiogram reporting is unavailable, the IP should collaborate with the laboratory staff to ensure that drug-resistant organisms are rapidly identified and reported to him or her and to the nursing staff. The facility should establish a real-time process in which the IP has access to culture results. Analysis of antibiograms should be included in the data reviewed by the Quality Assessment and Performance Improvement Committee.